I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up during a live-fire drill with the U.S.
The explosion and subsequent fire panicked and confused residents of a coastal city who were already uneasy about the increasingly provocative weapons tests by the North. Their concern that it could be an attack only grew as the military and officials provided no explanation about the explosion for hours. The missile actually was a reprisal for the North's successful launch a day earlier of a weapon that flew over Japan and has the range to strike the US territory of Guam. One lawmaker wrote on Facebook, "A weapon system operated by our taxpayers' money ended up threatening our own people." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final papers to annex four regions of Ukraine while his military is struggling to control that new territory. In a defiant move, the Kremlin held the door open for further land grabs in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue.